Winston City Council, January 6, 2025, 7 p.m.
Coming to order, please stand and put your flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Hobson here. Senior Mullins, sorry.
Wiggins here.
And he's here. And next thing is the oath of office.
Oh, right. Who should we do first?
The mayor.
Mayor. All right, Christy, come on up.
I, Christy Glenn Knudsen, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And that I will perform the duties of mayor.
And that I will perform the duties of mayor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability, so help me God. How do I get up there? Thank you, sir.
Councilor Cunningham?
Thank you.
Make this flag skinnier.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Dave Cunningham, do solemnly swear.
I, Dave Cunningham, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
The Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And that I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
And I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And right here.
I, Alan Hobson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And the ordinances of the City of Winston.
And that I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
And I will perform the duties of City Councilor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Wow. Okay, next on the agenda is to elect a council president. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate David Cunningham.
I
seconded.
Okay, we have a first nomination of Mr. Cunningham and a second from Mr. Hobson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You're good.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Thomas, Mr. McIntosh, are there any adjustments to the calendar agenda?
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Good evening, members of the audience. I do have one adjustment to the agenda, but first I'd like to offer on behalf of our staff congratulations to the mayor and to the two council members on their re-election. We're very much looking forward to working with you and doing good things in the city. I know particularly for you, Alan, your race was very hotly contested, so.
Well, thank you.
There's one adjustment to the agenda, the election of board, commission, committee liaisons for the group. And there are several for your discussion. That would be traffic and public safety, economic development, park board, and am I missing one?
Library,
that's right.
So there's four of them?
Four of them. And excluded from you, Mayor, you cannot be a liaison, unfortunately. Now.
You want to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can foster a discussion on that and maybe provide your assignments.
Who is current? Who is current? Traffic.
Me.
Okay. Who's current? Public.
So, public safety, I don't.
It's me.
I think it is you.
You're both?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's park board?
Is Councillor White.
And? The last
economic
one?
Economic development.
Economic.
And library.
Also
and library.
Economic.
Is Dory. And you're, okay.
Yeah, we have a couple council members doubling down on two. So it's a good thing it's a new year and you folks can make your new assignments and distribute the duties.
Okay. Who would like to stay where they're at? On both of them?
Yeah.
And Dory?
Oh dear. To choose, any meaning might be bold. I think I'd like the park.
Yeah. You want the park?
Okay.
So, you would like economic development?
Yeah, I am.
Aren't you already on it?
I was, but I had to step back when I got this role.
Oh, well then it would be perfect for you.
That's perfect. You're right on.
Huh?
Your library?
Yes.
Okay, so Cunningham will stay on public safety or traffic. Dory will go to the park board. Nick will be economic, and Mr. Hobson will be library.
You'll have to get a motion to that effect.
I make a motion
that we accept all as planned.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Okay. Council minutes for December 2nd. Has everybody read them?
I move that we accept the council minutes for December 2nd and present it to us.
Okay. A second?
Second.
Any adjustments? None? Okay, we have a nomination and a
motion.
Second. A
motion.
And a one of them. For the council minutes to be accepted. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Is there anyone that would like to speak before the council? Mr. Caldwell, would you like to come forward?
Good evening. My name is Clint Caldwell, Winston Dillard Area Festival Association President, for those that don't know me. For the past year, we've done a quite a bit of things at the with the Festival Association this year. And before I do this, I would like to thank the City Council, the City Administration, and especially the Public Works for their help in everything we've accomplished in this past year. Thank you for that. One of the things that we've started the last couple of years, we started a Christmas contest decorating for businesses and residences. Mm-hmm. And this year, we would like to give this to the Winston City Public Works. Since you've got yours to hang up for a year, we'll come get it next year and give it to somebody else.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you,
nice.
Clay. That's nice. Who did the decorating?
Megan's our in-house decorator.
We all
it's a team effort, but she takes the lead on a lot of that. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is pretty cool.
Thank you, Clay. That's nice.
So they have to come and actually take this back, right? Somebody's got to beat.
Just hang on your wall.
I mean, they have to come beat, right?
We'll come get it.
We like came on, that's how we like to roll. No, it's a joke. It's good.
Is there anybody else that would like to have anything before the council? Okay. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Douglas High School's first.
Hi guys, my name is Morgan Wierichs. I'm a representative of Douglas High School, representing just as a whole in the FFA program. For FFA, for competition, we're moving to the LDEs, which will include job interviews, public speaking, and state degree practice. December 12th was the barn dance, which ended a lot better than we anticipated, about 50 people showing up, and a lot more people than we anticipated. We did not make any money. We let people in for free, but we use this as advertisement for next year so we can do better for that. For the school, basketball and wrestling season is upon us, and for those of you wondering, if you are interested in any schedules and stats, you can look that up on the DHS website or the Facebook and Instagram. They also do posts and informants of everything that's happening at the school. January 25th will be our New Year's themed winter formal. Don't have full details on that, but I can get back to you on that. We had a very successful penny drive as well. I'm unsure how much money we did make, though. This is me and Brenna's last meeting. We've done, I think, three or four other than this, mm-hmm. but the new representatives will be coming next semester, which will be Serenity and Gracie. So that is all from Douglas.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any questions? No? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good job. Economic development for December.
I was unavailable to make that meeting, so.
We did attend. I don't think we have anything that we need to report. It was a pretty short meeting.
Okay. December, yeah, everything's short in December.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay, park board for December.
We didn't have any meetings for December.
No December. Yeah. Okay. Department reports planning, Mr. Landon.
Hi there. Excited to meet you all, new planner as of about a month ago. Right now, we've got a planning commission meeting two nights from now. It's a fairly large-scale subdivision, and I won't go into detail on it, but that'll be two nights from now. Other than that, we've got just day-to-day planning stuff in the form of various new construction, day-to-day permitting stuff. And then me and Thomas have been chatting about focusing on some of the long-term planning, long-range planning stuff that we could start to work towards now that I'm here. So
yeah.
That's pretty much all I've got for you. Excited to get to know you guys, man.
Thank you. Looking forward to getting to know you better. Sardi, please.
Which one?
The police.
I don't have a lot to give this report this time.
it's December, you know, everyone's off. We've had a couple officers that were injured. Nothing that they did on duty, but one's out on a back injury and one's still out on a hand injury. Other than that, we're kind of running status quo. We're trying to get our evidence stuff kind of lined out. I know the mayor went on a tour at the police department, kind of saw what we're going to be doing. I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be something that's going to, it's something that we really, really need to have. And it'll get us in complete compliance with the state. So other than that, that's all I have. Unless I got complaints, I don't know. Normally when there's a huge crowd of people, but it might be because you guys got
Chief, anything new on the squad car that's in limbo?
Yeah, there's two squad cars. Mm-hmm. They're both up in Salem. They've been sitting in the parking lot since May. So they've been up there almost, 6 months? So we're just waiting on radios. It's a radio issue. Motorola, they have it basically locked up. It's the only radio system that we're going to be allowed to get based on the networking and what the county's going to be doing. But when COVID happened, Motorola decided that they're not going to make radios until the order is done. Well, it takes 6 months to a year to make a radio, apparently, with Motorola in Michigan, by the way. So, not that looking. Anyways, so they're just sitting there. We're just waiting for them. So they're actually fully outfitted. They have everything in them other than the radios. So we have the license plates are sitting in the tennis office.
Are we paying insurance on those?
We're not paying anything on them yet. I'm a little bothered because, you know, at some point they're sitting there like any other person's vehicle. You know, we got a 3-year warranty on it, right? And so 36,000 miles. Because guess what? In police world, we burn them up, right? So we go through stuff in 36,000 pretty easy. And I like to get them into the shops while they're under warranty. It saves us money, right? Well, they're sitting in the parking lot costing us money because we're not able to use them. I'm burning up the cars that I got right now, and I'm due real soon to get more cars here soon. So cars for police departments are dirty dishes, right? We burn them up, they go out, we continue to buy them. So that's kind of
crap.
We're not the only department. I mean, I talked to Sutherland has a car up there. There's agencies all around that are having issues. It's a Motorola radio. Myrtle Creek went with a radio called Kenwood, and they did that, but they're finding out now that they're going to have to change. And they bought them all. They spent quite a bit of money. I talked to the chief about it, and it was actually a really good deal, but the county didn't tell us what the plan was. That's been kind of part of the problem, is that we're not really decided on what's going on at the radio communication system. The sheriff's office is no longer involved in it so much. It's dealing with commissioners and IT. And with that being said, it takes the control out of my hands to deal with the county to find out a little bit what's going on. Myrtle Creek, same way. They went out and bought a bunch of portables. They're not working out well for them now. So they're going to have to change.
Hopefully we'll get them soon.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad to see you're back. Wastewater, Christopher Sherman.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
I don't have really too much specific to report on. We weathered the all the rain last
Everybody's
week.
Everybody's sick.
Yeah, we were all sick. We all got the flu. That was enjoyable during the high flows. I think we peaked out at 8.2 million gallons for a 24-hour flow.
Yeah.
And then we had instantaneous flow around 11. And for reference, anything over 3.2 is double the plant's dry weather capacity. So,
how many alarms went off?
None.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we weathered it fairly well. No spills. No. We broke a shaft on a pump last month that was taken out by a rubber band. Believe it or not.
A rubber band.
Yeah. It sounds funny, but that's what happened. So, luckily we had parts on hand to fix it.
I understand that there is a dump, so to speak, at River Place, by River Place Drive. It was in the newspaper. And that the waste in District Green is contacting the DEQ on that.
I have not heard that at all, no. Hmm.
River Place, is that park over there?
Yes, I used to live there.
Okay.
We'll get more information on that for you. And have it for you at the next meeting.
Was it a legal dump? Is that what you said? Or?
No, it was because of the storm.
SSO.
Oh, yes. They had an overflow. They had an overflow. But that was at their G4 pump station off of Carnes, I believe.
Ooh, not good.
It wasn't horrible. I think it was about 15,000 gallons.
That's a lot of...
Well, during a rain event, it's a lot of water. You know, 15,000 gallons in the big scheme of things, when we're running, you know, 8.2 to 11 million, it's a small
amount. But they got it fixed, right?
Yeah, and it was just because they couldn't keep up, pumping wise.
Thank you.
Yep.
Public Works, Andy.
Mayor, Council, members of the community, good evening. And by the way, Happy New Year to everybody. I know that we all have a lot on our plates. The city particularly has a lot going on. Some very high-dollar projects and high-dollar infrastructure things going on, including the refacelift of this particular area, which we're pretty excited about. That's been one of the things we'll be looking at, is kind of updating this area. So we had a couple pictures for council.
Yes.
This is a large section. I'm sure most of you have already seen them or heard about them. But one of the things the concrete benches down there was one of the things that, this is a urban park, lower urban park. I don't know if you folks, anyone will lose down there, but we got, during that storm, we got some pretty severe damage down there. We lost two concrete cables, but following up with the chief and everybody else, it's the same thing, right? It's just two picking tables. Well, for us, they're huge.
Concrete.
Yeah, they're huge because they're really expensive. And we don't have the parks don't really have the monies for things like that. I mean, we're going to look at insurance, but it's going to be a wash more than likely. So on things like that. But the thing about this one is, staff wanted to share with council is on this first picture. If you look way off in the background, you'll see a little building looking thing way back in the background. Well, that happens to be our Parkway pump station. And talking and falling behind Chris is when these trees came down, took our power down. Well, there was one outage in the city of Winston, which was one address, which was Parkway Pump Station. Parkway Pump Station happens to be our main sewer pump station for the city of Winston. And that put us in standby power. So anytime we have the gen sets there, we maintain them, we do all these things. But anything can happen. We all know on mechanical things they break. It was extremely nerve-wracking. It was extremely, we were right on pins and needles on this thing and trying to get the response back in. We knew what happened, but we had one address when all these other ones were out to the county. So we went through, Megan took point on that one, is contacting folks, trying to get some folks in there, some local contacts. Finally did. They come there, cleared them up, got the power restored at Friday at about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So we went into the weekend back on shore power, but that was a little nerve-wracking. So anyway, we just wanted to share that. We're going to have a tree company come in, and the rest of these things overhanging, those lines will be removed. We'll be cleaning that area up. It is what it is. And, these trees are, a lot of them have outlived their useful life.
They're old.
They're rotten. You can see some of these ones, they just blow over. They look healthy, but they just blow over. But anyway, that's that. Just wanted to chat with council. And then a quick update on our project we have going on now. Tumlin, we have the sewers installed. About 90% of the storm probably is installed on Tumlin. And then they're over here. You'll see them over here with their machinery. They're going to be bursting tomorrow. They've got their HDPE pipe, about 300 and some plus feet, tied together, fused together. They fused together last week. We've got the two pits. They'll be open up to rent printing appies. The nice thing about it is we were able to catch with the plans. We have a manhole that we had placed fairly close to main drag coming through. So we're able to shift that to the south about 15 to 20 feet. And so we can pick up Mucho's direct connect to the manhole, Abby's direct connect to the manhole, and I forget the name of the other. Rolling Goods direct connect. Thank you. Rolling Goods direct connect. So we'll have those three. We'll be abandoning one that we discovered. So that'll save a little bit. So knock on something. That things will go good. That'll be bursting tomorrow. So if anybody's around about, you'll see the machinery things going over here. They're going to be pulling us that big, thick walled HDPE pipe through. They'll be bursting that existing 8-inch concrete and then putting in a couple manholes, reconnecting the laterals or fused on lateral connections. So we're excited about that. Wanted to share with council. We got the first request for payment, just FYI, for $137,000. It's a $987,000 plus project. Over $1 million time we're done because we got the the contingencies, and we'll be pushing that million plus until we're done.
So. Is it going to shut them down at
no.
all while you're doing this?
No.
So they'll still be able to run as business? Good.
So that's all we have.
Yeah. Thomas and I took a little trip down the park on our tour of the city.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And we saw a bunch of the trees had X's and arrows.
Yeah.
And are those all the ones that are going to be cut?
Yeah, anything that can take those power lines out, we want to get rid of them. So
okay.
we've got to, you know, some of it was funny that because the PPL just had their tree company in there, what was it, a month prior to this, maybe.
Ooh.
And we were like, okay, this is great. You guys think, because they're there, right?
Yeah.
That's their easement. They have an easement all the way through there. Anyway, they didn't touch none of those ones. They touched one little little branch off a maple or a new maple on this other side. And that's not, so anyway, but it is what it is.
So they're going to come back and do that soon?
They're not. We're paying for this one. They're not touching. This is on us. This will be on the city. This is probably another $3,000 to do this, I'd assume. But not a little more. So, anyway. There we go. Tumlin, we'll be wrapping that up, all the infrastructure part here within the next probably 2 or 3 weeks, possibly, waiting on a few parts and pieces for it. And then, of course, the paving once it dries out. So they'll be tying the paving together with Daryl, because we'll do Tumlin, we get the bursting end, and they'll roll it to Daryl and start doing the infrastructure up there. Let it be a little bit more. That's pretty steep. That's a pretty tight area over there, so we're going to decide to burst that, too. So it's going to be a little bit of an inconvenience probably for all, but
some of us will have to go a different route.
Yeah.
Anything new on the Safety Project?
I believe the city manager's got an update for us. Some point, I believe. I don't want to speak for him.
All right, thank you. Administration, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Good evening, members of the audience. So I appreciate Andrew's report and all of our department heads. Again, that project that he was just discussing is north of $1 million. It spans across 3 different areas of the city. That Tumlin Street would essentially, before when you drive on it, you might need a front end alignment after. That's the condition of that thing. And we're talking about a street that goes into McGovern. Right, the school kids, the buses, the teachers, the faculty, all of those things, just a huge deal. So getting that done, getting the sewer line done, the storm, getting a new street down there, and all of those things is going to be a big deal. As well as the project over here at the Antique Mall, these affect some of our kind of the backbone in terms of commercial businesses over there. So getting that in and doing it in an efficient way in terms of bursting, saving money that way, the project is really coming to fruition. In that regard, so very happy with the progress and the physical elements of the work moving forward in the field. I want to talk about a couple of our other large projects. Appreciate you bringing up the siphon. We have really kind of 2 updates for you. This is a very large funding package. It's $4 million, and we've talked about this quite a bit. And, you know, we're going to talk about it a little bit again because we're getting the monies from the state, and the state requires a lot of conditions to give you the money. And we've worked through almost all of them. There was north of 20. We're down to 2. We're getting down to bare bones. The 2 have to do with environmental issues, wetlands, floodplain, archaeological situations over there. 2 weeks ago, just before the holiday, we had an archaeological professional group go out and do a survey of the site. Abraham and Helwig, the siphon side. And we're expecting that report to be forthcoming probably the second week of January, so next week. We're hopeful that we'll get it then. That will help us mark off the tribal requirements and the historic office, the state historic office, or SHPO, their requirements. This project has to be reviewed by EPA. That's the federal agency. They've been reviewing it for north of 3 months now, but we're real heavy in conversations with them, which means that they're looking at it, they're reviewing it, and we're hoping to get concurrence from them in short order. I would expect within the next month or so to get something back in that regard. In that same topic, I got a little visual aid for you here, because it'll be hard to talk about it if you don't, and I apologize to the audience. I didn't make a ton of these copies. If anyone would like one, we can provide it, or we can email it to you. This is the 17-acre property the siphon will go through. It's to the north of the city. If you're traveling north, you turn on Helwig Road. It's just near Barnes, in that area. There's a property to the northeast. That's where our siphon is going through. It's about 17 acres. What you're looking at now is a visual on all of the easements that we need. We need a temporary construction easement. We need permanent easements. We need a right-of-way easement. There's a lot of construction that's going to take place out there. This is a big deal. It's a big piece of infrastructure. All of the wastewater for the city navigates through and goes through these pipes and then discharges into the plants, into the plant. All of the wastewater in the city. And it's a piece of infrastructure with two 12-inch pipes and a 15, which we'll be changing that. So we're replacing that. It's outlived its useful life. It was put in 1978, so it's north of 50 years old. It goes underneath the river. If that thing fails, you got a real environmental issue. So that's why we're attacking the big stuff. And it's a high-dollar project. That's why we need the funding from the state. So this orchestrates the easements we'll need from the property owners. So what we're doing now is we're brokering a meeting with them here probably in short order to bring this as well as easement agreements to them to get it signed and notarized and then filed with the county clerk, which would make these easements permanent. If you'll recall, the previous council, we filled you in on this, but we'll fill you in because we've got new members. We did an appraisal to figure out exactly market price for these easements. And there was a certain amount calculated, and it was agreed upon by all parties involved that we would pay them a certain dollar amount, which is about $9,600 for all of them. But did you have a question, Counselor? Sorry.
But there wasn't any contract.
No. No contract yet. The filed easements do essentially act as a contract, but if we need to come up, we sent them a letter that essentially said we were going to offer you this. In addition to that, we agreed to extend a domestic water line because they operate off a well. And the construction of this project is going to dewater that entire field and affect their well. We don't want to do that. We don't want to affect someone's domestic water supply. So we financed a domestic water line to be brought in Winston-Dillard Water District. So there's a lot of moving parts to this. But as part of our county permit, we got to get these easements filed. And we're going to be doing that here shortly. So this is a good demonstration of that, just to kind of show you what will be filed. It's a large area. It's a large construction area. And at the end of the day, all we're going to need is our permanent easement so we can continue to have access to maintain and get to that manhole.
So you think these will be filed in the next week?
No, not in the next week. We are going to set up a meeting with them and talk, number one, about the domestic water line and the installation thereof, and also the hope and the anticipation that they will file our or sign our easement documents in front of a notary. And then we will file them with the county clerk. This is the typical process. We had a surveyor write out legal descriptions describing these easements. So we're prepared and ready to do that if they're willing to meet with us on that.
And you've already talked with them and they've already agreed?
The history on this is a little choppy at first. It started a couple of years ago, and I want to really... Public Works deserves a lot of credit because these property owners have really come around. In the beginning, they were really reluctant to do anything as it relates to allowing this project to move forward. They're good people. They just want to look after their own property, their own needs and such, like a well. Mm-hmm. But we've really developed a good rapport, and it's thanks to Andy and his crew developing a rapport in that regard and contact with them. So we're going to kind of continue that and have the conversation about the easements. They are fully primed on that. They know that this is coming. So that'll be forthcoming. Is there any more questions on that? The second item of business I had for you is our quarterly budget report. I like to pull these every quarter and have our finance director give us an idea on what the condition of our line items are. And as of the end of November, we're only operating on average at about 41.65%, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
A little before the halfway mark of the budget year. We could pull it again because we're a month more deep. But we also have property tax information for you forthcoming. Ann is still pulling those numbers, but we need to figure out where we are after the first wave of property taxes that came in and compare that to where we were this time last year. I think we'll be ahead, would be my inclination. It's my hope that we're ahead.
Mine are paid.
The last thing I have for you, and I appreciate your patience, the council and the audience, is the URA board approved the two projects at their last meeting by virtue of resolution, the police evidence room and a budget for that. Also, the council chamber remodel, both very good, needed projects. As a statutory requirement, we have to get approval also by resolution by the two largest taxing districts in the city, which would be the fire district and school district. The school district passed a resolution at their last meeting approving both projects. The fire district will be meeting January 20th to entertain a resolution to that effect. So we're expecting an approval on that. We're very excited about those projects. Be good, nice winter projects for good contractors to come in and do some good work. As we talked about this before, but as you can see, we're this room in particular, we're stuck a little bit in the 1960s, if you will, or early 70s. So it needs a little bit more character, and so we're excited to have a contractor group come in. That concludes my report. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. So you're saying, since we have to wait for the fire department to also test this, that they can't start the work on their lot over at the police station until after that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got to get those approvals. When you're using URA funding on public spaces, it's a statutory requirement to gain the approval of the other two taxing districts, which is, we have a very good relationship, mm-hmm. very congruent. So the school district and the fire district, neither one of them had a problem. It was just a matter of getting it on their agenda and preparing a resolution.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Old business. A new business. Said council workshop dates. Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Real quick, there's a couple of items there that's listed. Goal setting sessions typically run in concert with closer to the budget year, so some of your goals might be in conjunction with the new budget items or some of the monies that we will get approved in the new budget year. You can hold a goal setting session prior to that if it's something you'd like to do and put some goals out there.
I would like to, if the council approves, have a goal setting session. But I'd like to do like we did in the past, have everybody, the community, come in and give some ideas of what they may like to see us do in the city. And I haven't been to one with the community involved for a while. So, what does the council think?
We've done it in the past. I don't see a problem with it.
I think we did one last year.
Yeah.
You did do one last year?
Yeah.
There was a couple fiscal cycles ago, there was a What's Up Winston meeting at the community center that was sponsored and put on by Wake Up, or Winston Area Community Partnership. They did a pretty good job putting that on.
We need more advertising than we have it, so that if you didn't know about it, then maybe there's other people that didn't too. So spread that out a little bit more so that everyone gets.
Would you like to do that? To see if they want to.
Certainly.
Post one, or and do we need to have it soon or closer to budget? Starts in what, May?
I mean, we start that as early as April. We have a lot of internal stuff that we do.
Okay.
And we follow a pretty tight budget calendar for you folks. One of the things to think about is if you invite a lot of the nonprofits, which is a great thing, we can all come together. Mm-hmm. Do you have individual goals as a council, or do we want to have more of a meeting where you're setting community goals? So there's...
Can we do both?
Certainly. Certainly can. My recommendation would be for the second meeting in February. That should give us about 6 weeks to broadcast it and hopefully draw a good crowd, if that's what you'd like to do.
Okay.
And at the community center.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Second meeting in February. Oh, it's the second meeting. Oh, this is, okay.
It
now,
is.
This is one of those you were talking about that we have before the council meeting?
Right. Well, if you want to have it at the community center, then, you know, you might want to do it a different time and different date.
Is that how you do it?
They did it on a Saturday last time, and it drew a pretty good crowd. You're trying to get people.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, definitely want to have it so that people that have jobs that, you know, have something to say or add to it, be able to come.
the previous Saturday before your meeting would be February 15th.
15th, okay.
If you feel inclined.
Do you want to put a time on
that? You want to start at 9?
I think the last one was at 11.
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to check our community center calendar as well.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, we need to check on that too.
Check to see if there's anything else going on down there. But tentatively, if we put it there right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to offer that room if there's a booking conflict.
Well, no.
We do rent out that space.
Okay, so tentative on the 15th of February. And then we have a workshop on the 3rd.
That would be on the 3rd for the Chamber of Commerce contract discussion. So there, I should have a template for you by then. There's several things that the council will kind of need to glean what they want factored into that contract. Shannon's here, I believe. Thanks for being here. The executive director for the chamber is doing good work. And so perhaps at that time, maybe you can provide an update on the progress. There's several things that we could talk about on this.
Mm-hmm.
The Main Street program that Sutherland's getting approved for. There's just lots of things that we can unpack at that kind of workshop as it relates to the chamber.
Is this where we talk about beautification committees and things that we want to do?
We can make it a general chamber contract or just chamber discussion.
Okay.
But we definitely want to talk some things contract.
Okay.
Because I'll have some elements of that prepared for you.
Okay. Are there any others that the council would like to set? Number 2 happens to be the chamber contract discussion.
Mm. Yep. I think we got that covered. Yep.
Okay.
We just covered it.
Yeah. February 3rd at 6 p.m.
AARP request for space for 2025 tax season.
Yes.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hello. Hello, council and members of the audience. I'm Corinne Whittemore, and this is Peggy Call, and we work for AARP Tax Aid, which is a nonprofit which helps people in the community with their taxes. And we use the Winston Community Center. So we're here to ask if we can keep using it. It's a valuable resource. We helped last year in 2023 over 400 people. And it's not just elders that we help. We help a diverse group of ages. And we're also trying to branch out because we don't have enough counselors to help as many people as want our work.
Yeah, we have to. We have more. We can't take everybody that calls to make appointments.
Right. Right. So we're branching out, and there's a new thing that we started last year, which I think is going to be pretty helpful to people, which is called FSA, Facilitated Self Assistance, kind of a bad name for it, but anybody who feels like they can use a computer easily enough and doesn't have more than 84,000 AGI can come in, make an appointment, and come in and do their own taxes, and we will answer questions. So we have a dedicated tax professional there to help those people. So that's a whole other program.
Oh,
we're also doing while we do regular people's taxes. So let's see, anything else?
Yeah, it'll allow us to do more people, because there are people that can use a computer, but they're just unsure, and we'll have one person sitting right there saying, you know, do this, okay, now you're ready for this kind of thing. So they'll be able to do their own and file them right then
and there. How long do you do this program?
We do it, start February 3rd, and we go this year through April 7th, I believe. And we do request that we can use the Winston Community Center. It's a great place to do this. It gives us privacy because we can spread out, and so then each taxpayer doesn't have to worry about
somebody else hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're only 2 days a week,
yeah.
Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, wow, that's a long time.
No,
yeah.
Just 2 days a week.
Okay.
2 days a week, that's enough. But, yeah, I feel like it's a good program for the community. You know, we help a lot of people. And we answer questions, too, if we can't do their taxes. So, because we're all trained, but we're all volunteers. We make this much money.
I like that.
It's all volunteer, yeah. Yes.
Megan, are you, you're in charge of the community center? Is there anything?
We oversee the community center. Deb does a lot of the runtimes up there.
Okay. Is there anything booked for this, do you know?
Actually, we've been already talking with Debbie, and she already has us down for every Monday and Wednesday, except for one Wednesday in February. So we're already aware of all that.
Okay.
And, you know, we try to work closely with her to make sure that we're all okay with the system. So
what have we have given them a waiver in the past?
Fees and to utilize the space. Yep.
I make a motion that we allow the space with the fees.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right on, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for all that.
Thank you. So many people.
Yeah, we're in the middle of training right now.
Yes, we're waiting to see how that comes out this year. Right on, ladies. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, add or remove mayor on all Citibank accounts.
Mayor, members of council, this is essentially a formality because of the position that you have now been elected to. The previous mayor had the ability to sign checks. Our finance director is one signature. You normally won't have to. The primary signer is Ann and myself. We also have Andy, that's an authorized signer, but the mayor by default has it. So you have to approve in the minutes taking the old mayor off and putting you on, and then we have to supply those minutes to the bank to prove that diligence. To allow you to be an authorized signer in the future.
So do I have a motion for that?
You got to get a motion.
I make a motion, as you described, taking the old mayor off and the new mayor on our bank account. Mm-hmm.
And second.
A second?
Second.
A motion and a second, and I'll approve?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I had no idea that was coming. Okay. Upcoming agenda items. Do we have any, Mr. McIntosh?
Not at this time, but things around the holidays, you know, it's kind of what it is, but some of our items on your agenda should start picking up in terms of resolutions and ordinances and those things. Projects, I know that Andy is staring down a grand room carpet replacement, and that'll have to be a resolution that'll be eventually forthcoming to you.
Is that what this is, Andy?
No.
This is something different. Okay.
Did you want to talk about this?
Non-agenda items from the council?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
I'm going to get out of my soapbox for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We're starting our new year. And in the past 4 years or so, we have been blessed with an outstanding city manager and current city manager, and also one hell of a good public works department, police department, sewer department, planning, and et cetera, and the city manager, and then also the city staff. What a lot of people did not realize is the effort that goes on by all of these people. They have brought the city up by miles of improvement, and that goes a long way. In fact, to give you an idea what I'm talking about, is that in the past 2 years, they have obtained close to $6 million in grants and loan forgiveness that the taxpayers did not have to pay. And this is really phenomenal. And I can't say enough of the respect that I have for the city. Also along the same line is that the council, as you know, our pay is zero. And the amount of hours that the city councilors spend and boards, we have boards, we have commissions, etc., that we're at,
We're also at UAR meetings, which is Improvement of the City. And this takes up a lot of time. What really makes it interesting, is behind the scenes, is how much the mayor is spending. There are all types of mandatory meetings that they have to go to. They run the workshops. They run the business. They run the business here that we're doing right now. We are all ambassadors for the city of Winston. However, the main ambassador is the mayor, because she or he or whoever is the head person. They represent the city in talking with our commissioners, our public officials in the state area. They're at council conferences for the city of the mayors, and where they get together and discuss things for this in exchange for the cities. And to give you an idea, what I'm talking about is this. It used to be we'd go to these meetings or whatnot and say, "Oh, where are you from?" "We're from Winston." "Well, where's Winston?" "Well, the Wildlife Safari." "Oh, okay." Now it has changed even from the counselor's level. Is, "Where are you from?" "Winston." "Oh, we heard about Winston. You guys are really doing great things down there. Oh, would you mind if we give you telephone calls to see if we can get some ideas from you?" And this is where we have gone by being good ambassadors. And this is why it's all important that we all attend these. And this is all behind the scenes, which a lot of the public does not know. So the real work on this is by all of us up here, and also by the council, the city, as a whole, etc. As I said, it requires a great deal of work behind the scenes, and I'm just getting on my soapbox to explain to you all exactly what is being done. And Mayor, you've got a job in front of you now. Anything we can do to support you, we certainly will.
Thank you.
Okay? But anyway, that's my soapbox.
Thank you. Thank goodness I've been on the council for 8 years before this. I've not been mayor, and I am looking forward to working with the staff and with the council, and we're going to do great things with the city. It's going to go forward in directions that we need it to do. And thank you, Mr. Cunningham. I look forward to attending all those meetings. Good of the order. Check copies. We have a rental agreement.
Oh, that was supporting documentation for the AARP.
AARP, the presentation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Claims in excess of $500. Then we have the announcements. January 8th at 7 p.m. is the Planning Commission. And I wanted to ask if I'm allowed to go to that and introduce myself and say hi. And
You can, and then hiatus.
And then leave, yeah.
You wouldn't be able to stick around for the public hearing, only
right.
Because if the application could get appealed and you are the appellant body.
Correct, yeah. I was on the Planning Committee for a couple years, too, before council. But I would like to go and introduce myself. January 14th is the Park Board. The Park Board at 4 at City Hall here. January 15th, Economic Development at noon for City Hall. The offices will be closed on January 20th, MLK Junior Day, Martin Luther King Junior Day. And then on the 21st of January will be our city council meeting here at 7 p.m. Is there an executive session?
None, Your Honor.
All right. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Please excuse my nervousness. I'll get better as I get here a little longer. But thank you, everybody, and I look forward to being of service to you. Adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 7:54.